said something, how the lion and the bear can work together, but people can't. They got a sheep, a lamb out of the flock, and David said, I went and I grabbed him by the beard and I cut his throat. Come on and say amen. I didn't sit back and throw rocks at him. I went and grabbed him and I told him, you can't have what God has given me. I wish I had some people in the house. You can't take away what God has given for me to watch over. Come on and say amen. You got to say that about your children. You got to say, you can't have my children. You got to say that about your money. You got to say, you can't have my money. You got to say that about your job, your whatever, your health. You got to say, you can't take my health, for I'm going to be strong and I'm going to be healthy. Come on and say amen. Whatever you think the lion is taking and whatever that heavy old bear has weighed you down with, you need to let him know, I'm here to cut your throat today, and you can't have what I have, what God has given me. Come on and say amen. It is. I'm going to try to get there. But Saul doubted him. Tell him, don't doubt me, because you don't know what I've been fighting already. I didn't have an audience when I conquered them. I didn't have nobody looking. I wish I had some. I did this in the quietness of the wilderness while I was out there by myself. I wish I had somebody. I didn't have nobody to tell me to go on and cut his throat, but I went anyway. I didn't have nobody to tell me to chase him down, but I stopped him anyhow. You don't know what I've been doing, so you just step back. Amen. Don't let people tell you what you can't do. They haven't been there. They don't know what you've been praying. They don't know how you are a prayer warrior. They don't know what anointing God has placed on you. They wasn't there when the oil flew out on your head. They wasn't there when God spoke to you. I wish I had somebody. They wasn't there when you were all by yourself, just you and a few sheep. Oh, and the sheep can't tell it because they don't know. All they know is they're thankful and they'll follow you anywhere because you were the one that led them. You're the one that saved them out of the mouth of the lion and out of the mouth of the bear. Do I have a witness? You ain't got to tell everybody what you did. David said, I ain't told my daddy, I ain't told my brothers, I ain't told nobody, but just so you know, you may not look at me as a champion, you may not look at me as a man of war, but just so you know, I ain't as weak as you think I am. I can do some stuff. Hallelujah. I can do some things that you didn't think I could do. Don't look at this frame. You need to look at what's on the inside, because great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Do I have a witness? Oh yes. Hallelujah. Saul said, you can't do it. They don't know what you did. They've been watching you, but they ain't watched you enough. See, you were a non-factor to them, so they didn't watch you all the way. They didn't know what you were capable of. Saul said, you ain't but a youth. I'm sizing you up. I'm checking you out. I know what a mighty man of war looks like, and you don't look like him. That's all right. Sometimes God sends things that don't look like what you think they ought to look like. Amen. Preach. David told him in verse 34 and 35, he said, look at my testimony. I did this. Verse 35 said, I caught him by the beard. David said, look, I was close to his mouth. And I delivered, look at this, the lamb was in his mouth. David said, I cut his throat where he couldn't swallow. And delivered the lamb out of his mouth. Powerful. All right, let me try to get on here. Verse 38, and Saul said, okay then, since you want to do it, Saul said, I know you can't, but since you want to do it, I'm going to give you my armor. I'm going to put you the king's armor on. And at first, I thought that Saul was really trying to do him a favor. But Saul put the armor on him so the people would think that he was the king. Saul was scary himself. And would much rather put a boy out there and dress him like a king for him to die. Isn't that something? Hoping that would spare his life whenever, because they would think, well, we killed the king, so we ain't got to run him down to kill him. Isn't that something? But look at this. So David puts on the armor.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Pimpey, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Pimpey, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
You know, I like the old songs. I like them because back in the country, my grandfather was my pastor, and many days when they were getting ready to have that old revival meeting, when my grandfather would make his way up in the pulpit, look out in that country church, and he didn't have a real strong voice, but he would sing those old songs. They would be getting ready for the revival meeting. And it seemed like in my mind, I can hear him sometimes singing, "Oh, near, she would sound
something like this. In my mind, I can hear it sometimes. Working, washing and ironing in that old wooden house. Seems like when she would moan, it would make the work easier. And in my mind, friend, sometimes when I'm riding along in the bus or flying through the air, I can hear her humming. Sometimes like this, listen.
Thank you. president of JDI Records, I want to personally thank you for your support, and I pray that you've been tremendously blessed by this album. And as we close out with a little taste of I'm Determined from the new series of Dr. Margaret Duro, remember, step out on faith and just do it.
In their first national recording, Dr. Margaret President Duro.
Greenwood, 92.5.
This is the Canadian prophetess Gloria Joy Johnson. We are in the middle of a great crusade right here at the headquarters in Alexandria. That's right, join us tonight through Friday night, January the 20th at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday, January the 21st at 12:30 p.m. I believe that there is a word from God that is going to change your life and cause this year to be the greatest year that you have ever seen. Join Apostle Broadnax and myself at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. For information and directions, call 318-466-2001. Tonight is your night for a miracle. And you will not be the same.
Thank you.